ان الحمد لله والصلاه والسلام على اشرف الانبياء وعلى اله واصحابه ومن والاه وبعد my dear brothers and sisters, Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu was in the masjid one day and he overheard a man making dua. And the man said, "O Allah, make me among the minority, make me among the people, among the Khalil, the people who are few." So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu asked him, "What kind of dua is this? Who told you to make this dua? What is the meaning of this dua? Make me among the few. What does it mean? Make me among the few." The man said, "Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the people who make shukr, qalilam ma tashkurun. Few are the people who make shukr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the people of the Jannah,
والسابقون السابقون أولئك المقربون في جنات النعيم ثلة من الأولين وقليل من الآخرين."
Few of them. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu heard that reply and he said, "Praised be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that in this day the ordinary person has more knowledge of Islam than Umar." That is a mark of his own humility, because Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu was among the great ulama of this ummah. But his own humility and his own tawadu was such that he didn't consider himself to be superior in knowledge to anybody. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us from anyone, and it's a good idea to keep that in mind when we live our life, and never to get the feeling that we know more than others. The issue of the few, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned also about the ulama. He mentioned the ulama in his kalam, Jalla Jalaluhu, and he said, the ulama are people who have khashyatullah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave that as the condition of being the alim. Somebody who has khashyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That again is, if you look in the world, again, it is only a few people, and we hope that we are among them. We ask Allah to make us among them. If you take the Anbiya, very, very few. I mean, if you look at the number of Anbiya as reported, and if you look at the population of the world until the coming of the last of them, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, of how many people probably lived in the world and out of whom they were, the number of Anbiya that have been reported, then I don't think that is so small that I don't even know whether it even registers anywhere. It is so small. If you take the issue of generally on the day of judgment of the Muslims, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant all of them Jannah and forgive us, compared to the rest of mankind, again, very few. The key is to understand how do you become, and what is the theme, what is the running string between all of these people who have been mentioned as being few. What is the commonality between all of them? Of course, the first commonality is that they all are people of Iman. That they are all Muslim, they are all people who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu. But the other commonality, which is equally important, maybe even more important, more in the sense that it is something which ensures that you do not end up negating your Iman, and that is obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because you can be born with Iman and you can lose it. This is possible. Just as it is possible that you are born without Iman and you can get it. So if you are born with Iman, Alhamdulillah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us Iman without working for it, gave us Iman easily. We were born into Muslim families. But the key thing is to hang on to that. We got this inheritance, and just like material inheritance, you can get it, but whether you hang on to it or you still retain it, that's in your hands. You may have got it without effort because your father had it, but whether you retain it, whether you grow it, whether you benefit from it, that's entirely in our hands. So therefore, the issue of, even though we are born with Iman, Alhamdulillah, we are born in Muslim homes, what do we do with this Iman? How do we work on this Iman? How do we develop this Iman? How do we benefit from this Iman? All of this is in our hands. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the responsibility, each one of us. And therefore, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to include us among those few who He is pleased with. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, therefore, how do we get in there? Is by obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is to ensure that the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes precedence over everything else. That nothing else takes precedence over the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the meaning of obedience. Obedience is not conditional. Conditional obedience is disobedience. Conditional obedience is disobedience. Because when you are making a condition of saying, I will obey this, you are automatically saying, I will disobey something else. So, and Islam does not account and does not count this. Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu udkhulu fi silmi kaffa. Totally. Complete obedience. There is no question of saying, I will take this, I will leave that. No. If you are taking this and leaving that, then you are deliberately disobeying something else. And that is not from Islam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also revealed His kalam in Surah Al-Baqarah about people like that and what happens to them. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from that. We ask Allah to give us the sense to obey Him completely and totally, because that is where benefit lies, in this dunya wal akhirah. Whether we see it immediately or we don't see it, that's what we've been saying for the last couple of days, that disobedience sometimes may seem to be pleasurable, may seem to be nice, we may enjoy it, but it is disobedience and it is full of danger, it is full of khatra. And if we don't understand that, then there is a problem. And whereas obedience sometimes might be tough, physically tough. I mean, for example, imagine a woman wearing a hijab on a hot day. Yeah, it's not easy, it's very difficult. It's very, very tough. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave it to in the ummah, He gave it to those who have strength. He didn't give it to men, because men are weak. If we had to wear hijab, I don't know how many of us would have worn hijab. Huh? Seriously. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave it to the people who have Iman, Alhamdulillah, and who are strong, who are the women. So it's very tough. But Alhamdulillah, may Allah bless our sisters. Today the woman is the symbol of the Muslim nation, not the man. Today the woman is the symbol of the Muslim nation. That is why she gets attacked. May Allah protect our sisters, who despite all this, they still wear the hijab and so on. And may Allah give tawfiq to the sisters who don't wear hijab, even though they are not in any danger of being attacked or anything like this. They are living in good, peaceful, calm countries, and they are living in good conditions, but you know, they don't seem to understand the importance of the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalalu. So, obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the theme that runs through all those people who are among the few who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with, and inshallah who will see the mercy and who will see the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalalu. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among them and to enable us to live our lives in a way where we remain among them, inshallah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take us in a state where we are completely and totally obedient to Him, and where we will be counted among those few who have earned the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalalu. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.